Chapter 32.
What do you say?
Pilpin said to Devlike. They'd tracked the second satyr high into the mountains, only to start another weaving downward trek again. Now, they stood on a crag in the rocks, overlooking a deep valley. Devlike was propped up on one knee with a long brass spyglass to his eye. He handed it over to Pilpin with a grunt.
Got a host of them down there,
he said, rubbing his woolly brown beard.
That'll be a mighty amount of graves to dig, unless we can bury them all at once.
Bury them?
Pilpin said, peering through the spyglass.
What if Corley's still in there?
We've been watching for hours. He ain't.
We can't know that for sure,
Pilpin said.
He could be in any one of those tents.
I don't think so,
Devlike said.
Why are you wanting to go snoop around?
Well,
Pilpin started but stopped. Devlike was in charge, a fine, experienced commander in the field. Pilpin followed him without question, but he wished he knew where the big dwarf stood in terms of finding Gorley.
I want those murdering satyrs,
Devlike said, making a spit.
I want to find our friend, too. But I don't see any sight of him down there. I don't see any of them scaly lizard soldiers either. They've moved off to somewhere and must have Gorley with them.
Shall we go around and peek?
Maybe that's what they want us to do,
Devlike said.
Perhaps we should flush them all out.
The entire host? There must be over 100. Quite a risk when all we want is the satyrs.
Devlike spat.
This is war, and those are orcs and such. We don't make friends with them. We kill them, else they kill others. Like our friends.